Hey guys, what is up? Back on the podcast for another week. I'm actually pre-recording this podcast right now because next week is my spring break, or I guess if you're listening to this, it's this week is my spring break, and I'm really excited just to get a little rested and relaxation, and we're going to the beach with a bunch of my friends, and so I'm really excited just to take in God's creation in the community and hang out with some gal pals. So that's gonna be awesome. And swimming. I love swimming. The ocean is like my favorite place ever. And I'm super grateful that God made that be able to be a place. I'm sure that I'll have a lot of cool stories to share after that. So I can't wait for the next podcast when I can talk about some cool conversations I had and just getting to see how beautiful God's creation works and how he makes us so uniquely different. And it's just awesome. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about prayer and just kind of what my prayer life looks like, how my prayer has changed as I've drawn closer and nearer to the Father, and the joy that I found through prayer. So it wasn't really until this year that I really sat back and just realized how powerful prayer actually is. And I think that's because I used to pray just knowing, oh, I need to pray like it's the right thing to do. I need to pray. I need to. Not like sitting back and just being like, I get to pray to the God in person or God that created me. That's so awesome and created the whole world. So now when I think I look back at prayer, it's more, I'm so grateful that I'm able to pray and that he's a God that cares to listen and answer. One thing I do want to say though is that if you're in a season of struggle and stuff and you're praying, he might not always answer in the way he thinks you think he's going to answer, but he will answer. It just might look different. I'm going off completely nothing that I wrote down right now to talk about. But speaking on that, I have a little story. So I had a swim meet a couple weeks ago and I really wanted to get this time. I really needed to get this cut in one of my events to go to this national meet, and I only had two cuts, so I really wanted to get one more. And I was praying and praying and praying that God would make me fast enough to where I could get this cut. And I ended up getting the exact time I needed, to the very tenth of a second. I got the exact time I needed to go to the meet. But automatically I started thinking, oh, I wish I would have gone so much faster. Come on. I'm way better than that. I should have gone faster. But God answered my prayer. I just wanted more and more and more. But when you take a step back and you pray with a heart of gratitude, you're able to see the fruit of those prayers and those answered prayers more, even if it's not exactly what you wanted. So I'm just going to talk about this past year, what I've learned, and how the growth in my prayer life has enhanced my relationship with Jesus and the Father. Okay, number one is the posture of your heart is so much more important than the posture of your body. Before I start any prayer, I pray that my heart's in the correct posture before anything else. It doesn't matter how you pray or worship. Just because you're on your knees in a church service praying does not mean you're any closer to God than someone who's standing with their eyes open, singing a song, or just standing. Your heart posture matters so much more. I know I used to think, oh, those people, they're on their knees. They must be really close to God. But then I was like, wait, I have the same access to God as they do. It's a heart posture change. Now, sometimes my heart posture does reflect on my body and what I'm doing. If I'm feeling convicted or that I need to be humbled, then a lot of times I will get on my hands and knees, whether that's in my room or whatever, because I'm giving something to God, or if I'm just in awe of his greatness, realizing how lowly I am compared to him and offering myself as a sacrifice. I've actually really enjoyed when I've started to pray on my hands and knees before bed or first thing I wake up, because it does remind myself how great he is and how insignificant I am. And if he does use me for his plan, what an honor that is, instead of just something that I get to be a part of. Something that really convicted me that my pastor at church talked about a couple of Sundays ago is that he said, if Jesus prays to the Father, shouldn't we? It must be pretty life-giving if the Son of God is praying to God. That shows just how important prayer is in our relationship and walk with Jesus. In my quiet time this morning, I was super convicted. I'm in Acts 12 right now. Basically, what's happening right now is James was one of the first disciples to be killed because of persecution. And Peter is thrown in jail by King Herod. So when Peter was thrown in jail, like, obviously that's devastating for the church. And Herod was, like, killing basically every Christian that was thrown in jail, so they thought he was going to die. It says in Acts 12:5, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church prayed earnestly to God for him. So the word earnestly translates to ektenos in Greek and relates to ectenes. And ectenes is a medical term describing the stretching out of a muscle to its limits. The word ektenos is used when Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. We are to pray with all we can. Like, we are to stretch the muscle of prayer to our absolute limits. And that comes when we pray earnestly. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done to you. Luke 22:44 says, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. I want to know what it feels like to pray that earnestly and in that, like, in that much presence of the Father. That's pretty crazy. When I was reading my Enduring Word this morning, everybody, if you don't know what Enduring Word is, it's a really awesome website that has really accurate and biblically sound information that walks you through scripture, and that's helped my, like, journey through figuring out scripture and all of its meaning and depth a lot. Today, when it talked about praying earnestly, it said something that I'm going to be thinking about for a while now. And that was, most of our prayer is powerless because it lacks earnestness. Too often we pray with the attitude of wanting God to care about things much more than we care about them. I think that's so true. Like, the amount of times I've thought to myself, oh, like, I really need to pray for this person, but do I really want to pray for them, or am I just doing it because I know it's the right thing to do? Like, I need to be in a spirit of praying earnestly. We need to truly care what we're praying about, and if you don't care about it, then that's a prayer in and of itself. An earnest prayer has power, not because it persuades a reluctant God, but demonstrates our hearts, and that our heart cares more passionately about the things that God cares about. We should care deeply and pray deeply about the same things that God cares about. I have a bit of a funny story. So when I was like 8, I really wanted to go on this camping trip so bad. I was super excited, but I got sick and I had a fever, and my mom told me that I wasn't going to be able to go because I was sick and my fever had to go away in order for me to go. And I was devastated, and I took a shower, and you would have thought someone died or something. I cried so hard, and I just remember, like, screaming at the top of my lungs, crying and praying to God that I would not get sick so I could go camping. I cared. I was praying earnestly. That is probably one of the earnest prayers I ever prayed. And guess what? When I got out of the shower, I was like, Mom, take my temperature. Take my temperature. And she took it, and I had no fever. So that's really awesome. And that was a very earnest prayer, and it worked, so. And just another reminder here, I think it can get really, really easy to caught up, oh, if I pray really passionate about something, then it's going to happen the exact way I think it is. In that case, it did, and that was awesome. But there's also been times in my life that I'm like, I really want this to happen, I really want this to happen. And then something happens, but it's not what I thought, and maybe not what I wanted. The prayer was still answered. It's just for a bigger plan that I can see. And let me tell you this. God cares more about your relationships and your future than you do. He is way more interested in it. He knows the full plan. He loves you more than anyone in the world, ever. Therefore, he's going to care and be so careful with your life. That's something that you need to put into perspective here. If something doesn't work out the way you want it to, or a prayer isn't answered the way you want it to, it's not because he's punishing you. It's because he simply sees the bigger picture. People don't close doors, only God does, and for a reason. There's a Billy Graham quote that says, in the morning, prayer is key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and blessing. In the evening, it is the key that shuts us up under his protection and safeguard. If Jesus felt like he needed to pray, how much more do we need to pray? Another reason we need to pray earnestly and deeply is because Christ died so we could have access to the Father. We don't have to go in any special place to pray. We have access continuously, 24 hours, every day of our life. So in Acts, a lot of people are getting thrown in jail. But when we look at in the Bible, we see Peter in jail. We see Paul in jail. Everyone's in jail. And what are they doing? They're praying. Because when every other gate is locked in your life, the gate that is opened is always heaven. Heaven's gate is always open, and the access is granted to you. So use it. My final point here is pray because others need your prayers. in the Bible, Stephen prayed for Saul of Tarsus, and he didn't even know who the Saul of Tarsus was, who later became Paul. Stephen's prayer very much could have jump-started the journey of Saul to become Paul, who is one of the greatest apostles ever known. Being in a room full of honest, sincere prayer is like nothing I've ever experienced before. When I went to this camp, I've talked about it a couple times on here, but Camp Love, we prayed, and I have never been in a room with such sincere, honest prayer, like genuinely just like praying out loud for one another. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced. And when you think Stephen didn't know what to pray for, Stephen didn't know that Saul was going to become Paul and all this awesome stuff that God was going to do in Paul's life. When you don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit will intercede. Romans 8:26 says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, for the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." The Holy Spirit got y'all. All right, to wrap up here, prayer is so much more than just asking or pleading for things. If you want to know the power of prayer, you have to spend time in prayer. Now, in all this talk about prayer, one key thing to remember, Billy Graham says, prayer itself is like a diet without protein. Prayer is important to spiritual growth, but the greater importance is God's word in the Bible. I've noticed that in reading scripture more, my prayers have scripture come out naturally. Like randomly I'll be praying and then just the scripture will pop into my brain. And then I'll like say it along with the prayer. And there holds a lot of power in that when you pray according to scripture. My challenge this week for myself and everyone, and something that I've tried to like start doing, is that start writing your prayers down. Journal it on a prayer wall, on a sticky note, wherever, because when you do that, you're able to look back and be like, oh, I completely forgot I prayed for that, but God totally answered that, and I'm able to see that in my life now. And in doing that and having that spirit of thankfulness and gratitude, now I'm more inspired to pray. And when you're not caught up in yourself, you're able to see the fruit of that. So yeah, I hope everyone has a really good week. Stays in prayer. If you're on spring break, stay safe. Have an awesome spring break. And if you're just doing school, I'll be praying that school's going good. Love you guys. Don't forget to live changed.